Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A message from our sponsor.
Discover the remarkable story of Camellia.
An award-winning developer renowned for its excellence and innovation in real estate.
Take a closer look at Camellia's significant milestones, projects, and accomplishments that have contributed to its success.
Invest in a legacy that will last for generations by unlocking the secrets behind this company's triumphs.
To learn more about Camellia's journey, visit www.camellia.com.ph and follow Camellia's official social media pages on Facebook, on Instagram, and on TikTok to stay updated
and be part of the Camellia story.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 128.
What is how the title?
Not to be creepy.
Ba't mo kailangan isilabicate?
Wala, naghahanap ako ng bagong line reading kasi parang nasanay na ako na episode 128.
Anyway.
Nagpapaka Nicolas Cage ako na
anyway.
Weird line reading. Anyway.
Okay.
So, how not to be creepy?
Why are we talking about this? Are you creepy or have you like gotten, you know, feedback na creepy ka? Why are we talking about
Once or twice in my life, actually, yes.
Oh, okay.
Sadly.
Why are we talking about this?
Kasi na deep dive ako ng konti dun sa story ng comic book artist na si Ed Piskor.
Mm-hmm.
Who sadly committed suicide.
Trigger warning
pod pals. Because hindi kinaya nung ano niya, nung constitution niya. Nung kumalat sa internet na he spoke to
underage girls, right?
No. 17-year-old.
Oh, underage yun.
No. Based siya sa Philadelphia.
Okay.
And ang legal doon is 16. Legal age is 16. Pero okay. Still, he's 42. Tapos, he spoke
still
to a 17.
Underage.
Tapos, ayun, kinausap niya lang na parang, uy, during the pandemic, sinabi niya na parang, I love your stuff, ganun. Tapos, if ever you're in Philadelphia, you could crash in my place. Tapos,
okay.
Kumalat. Wala naman siyang ginawa, yun lang sinabi niya. Pero kumalat nga na, ano, may reports na nanggo-groom siya ng ano.
Mm.
Pero hanggang chat lang yon. And then,
Pero part yun ng grooming eh. Yung chat.
Oh, yun na nga. So, nag-ano siya. He committed suicide and posted a Facebook post bago siya nag-ano na, I shouldn't have talked to that 17-year-old girl. Ayun. So, one of the most tragic stories in the last 3 weeks as of this recording. Read the news story. Read all about what happened. Very pertinent siya na information about this topic.
Wait, so you're equating creepy to like grooming and...
Hindi. To ano, kayo na nga, hindi siya groomer. It's been proven na hindi siya groomer.
Inappropriate yung messages.
Hindi rin.
Ano?
Kinausap niya lang yung 17-year-old girl.
Hindi, pero kasi, for me, I guess the ano doon, yung in-offer niya yung place niya.
Yun na nga, kaya nga kailangan natin, ano eh, na ang weird, ngayon may mga nagsumasagot sa Twitter na, part of the comic book community raw yun na parang, hey, can I crash in your place kung may convention dyan? Kasi, hindi naman ganun ka laki yung kinikita nila. Tapos, mahal rin yung transpo, fees for hotels.
Pero siguro dapat kinontextualize niya that way na, oh, sa community, oh, ganito, ganyan, ganyan.
I think
ganyan.
The police is investigating ganyan. Yun. Pero yun na nga, napagkamalan siyang creep. And
it's
then,
just tragic. Kasi,
super tragic talaga. It's one of the, ano, one of the...
Pero you could have, ano, talked to like a shrink or...
Yun na nga, kaya maganda pag-usapan to, Podpals. Mm-hmm. Kasi we're in an age na siguro kailangan na natin magkaroon ng bagong rules. House rules on, yun na, how not to be creepy. Kasi, I have friends na well-intentioned friends, decent, had no sexual crimes or sexual misadventures. Tinatawag silang creepy, pero sa totoo lang, hindi lang talaga sila informed about it.
Anyway, I think we'll discuss this.
Kaya nga, tapos,
I have many thoughts about
today. Ako rin, I have many thoughts. That's a whole podcast worth of thoughts.
Okay.
Kaya nga, maganda rin na nandito ka dahil babae ka.
What does it
have to do with, ikaw yung nakaka-experience ng ganito.
You know, Also,
gusto ko rin malaman yung perspective ng lalaki na nakikreep out din sa ibang behavior ng babae.
I think hindi natin kailangan gawin siyang parang
gendered
binary. Because I believe there are cases also in the queer community.
Yes.
Nang actually, ganyan, diba?
And also kasi kung mabansagan kang creepy, na-realize ko after reading the Ed Piskor story, parang ano pala yun eh. Na hindi lang cancellation eh, deletion eh. Deletion ng pagkatao mo kung matawag kang creepy. Yan, tapos, tanong rin natin mamaya, is it proper for creepy people to be canceled? For them not to have jobs? For them to be shunned away from society? To be homeless, basically.
But first
should we make creepy people, should we turn them into unemployable homeless people?
But first of all, hindi dapat siya descriptor of a person. I think it's a descriptor of an
behavior,
of an action, of something someone did. Hindi siya parang dapat personality, di ba?
Di kaya nga ganito. Sa mga nakikinig itong Podpals, ginagawa namin to para hindi na wala nang cancellation. Kumbaga,
wow, sinabi natin ang cancel culture.
Yes, ganun tayo kagaling. Kami ang antelibabad to isang lulutas ng cancellation problem. Kapal na mga mukha.
Delusional.
Delulu.
Anyway. I guess we're just,
Anyway, so I'm not a fan of the word delulu pala.
I don't like it too.
Yun lang. Hindi, I mean, attempt lang naman.
We're just sharing our thoughts.
Oo nga.
We're
na not parang, even attempting. Hindi, ano nga, preemptive moves. Na parang, okay. Yung gagawin ko could be come off as creepy. Iwasan ko to. Para hindi ako ma-cancel. Para magkaroon pa rin ako ng trabaho.
Pero,
para hindi ako i-shun ng society. Gets mo ba? Tapos, kulang yung literature.
Feeling ko, it is an effective, motivation not to be creepy. But I think it's also a wrong motivation. I think, diba, dapat ang motivation mo for not being creepy is because you respect other people.
Yeah, of course. Oh, naman. Hindi, pero I mean...
or you want other people to feel comfortable
around you. Pero
ako maging
ano rin siya. I don't think it's... As a society, Sa akin lang naman. I could be wrong again.
Huwag ka parang si Joy Spring speaking for the society.
No, I'm not. I'm speaking for myself. Feeling ko rin if... Kung gano'n na lang yung ginagawa natin sa mga creepy people na... Oh, hindi ka na magkakatrabaho. Hindi ka na makakain. Kumbaga, irarob mo yung opportunities ng tao kasi may ginawa siyang creepy. Sobra naman. Feeling ko, what we can do is may rehabilitation din siguro ng konti. Kumbaga, teka, mali yung ginagawa mo. Ito yung dapat gawin.
Okay. Nagigets ka naman. But kumbaga, it's parang, not as simple as ito dapat gawin. Ano siya? Parang una, bakit mo muna siya ginagawa?
Oo.
Ano yung
di childhood? Kaya nga,
I guess therapy is like,
palagi
you know?
Na lang ang rehabilitation or cancellation eh. Kaya nga ito.
Therapy.
Before therapy pa nga eh. Preemptive na nga.
Parang may ano, may etiquette.
Parang ano na to. Guide. Itong episode na to, it's like The four-way test.
Pucha, life coach mode ka na naman eh.
Is it creepy? Did it scare your partner?
Life coach na sorry, naman mali. Siya.
Was it creepy? Oh. Did it scare your date? Ganon yon. Is it the way, the truth, and the life? Diba?
Wayne si Ongs. Ano? How life not to be creepy. The seven ways to not
seven
be creepy.
Seven ways not to be creepy.
Yuck. Anyway.
Bibenta yun.
Tapos mag-ano ka na, mag-MLM ka na dyan. Mag-ano ka na, gagawa na ng mga ano, tutorials, video, ano, courses. Sign up.
Oy, pero wait,
for just 7,000
Before we continue, PodPals, again, ulitin natin to. We are not graduates of psychology or psychiatry. We do not have licenses to give
any
lessons.
But why are we doing this?
Trip lang.
Wow. No, I guess lahat ng
pinag- we're not licensed therapists. We're not licensed career counselors or life coaches.
And this is just for, you know, conversation, entertainment. Hindi niyo magagamit sa court to or like anything. This is not science. This is just, you know, pure
fun.
Entertainment and fun. Anyway.
Anyway. Haba na nung sinabi namin, PodPals. Pero, wala. Gusto naman ng mga PodPals yung mga mahabang ano eh.
Okay, some of them hindi. Like
pasintabi.
Me. Hindi.
At talaga, oh, going, get to the point.
Yeah, get to the fucking point.
Okay. Oh. First question, of course.
Oh.
Definition.
Oh, you define it.
Ikaw na. Ikaw na si ano eh. Ikaw na yung
no.
Amanda Montel ng ano natin eh.
Ano?
Ng podcast
no,
natin.
No, you should define it because it's the topic you brought
sige,
up.
Okay. What does creepy mean for you?
For you? Oh, ano nga?
Ako, for me, creepy is when the other person, usually romantic, it's a romantic relationship.
Okay.
In the context of this podcast, hindi to yung creepy na, okay na, nakawin ko yung pin niya. Yung pin number niya or kukunin ko yung laptop niya.
Fraudulent yun.
Oh, fraudulent yun. Pero hindi, ito na nga. Romance. Romance.
Can we expand
themed.
It to like, you know, friendship?
Can you be a creepy friend?
Yeah.
Oh, sige. Oh, basta hindi to creepy family members, hindi creepy office
hindi
mate.
Siya bang creepy tito?
Hindi creepy okay. Tito. Kumbaga pantay. Magkasing age.
Well, I don't know that.
Asa
I guess.
Oh, basta peers.
Romantic.
Romantic. Dating.
Wait, ibahin mo. It's iba yung, ibang variable yung age, ibang variable yung pagkapantay ng estado sa buhay. I think what you're trying to say is, this is creepiness that happens when you are dating, getting to know other people,
yes,
being friendly, forming, you know, relationships beyond like business
beyond family,
or work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pero of course, yung work. Kasi doon lalabas talaga yun eh. Maano natin yun. We'll touch on that
this is
also.
Social relationships. Yeah.
Kasi kung family, medyo ibang ano na yun. Ibang realm na yun.
Yeah.
So it's making someone, usually the opposite sex or the opposite orientation, feel uncomfortable. In terms of boundaries, one. And number two, emotions. A violation of boundaries and emotions and contact. Third one is contact for
contact meaning
physical contact.
Okay.
Yun,
yung
ikaw.
Creepy. Ano yung first operative
kung baga,
term
kung hindi
mo?
Safe. If the person that you're talking to or you're with the person you're with does not feel comfortable. Ayun. That's creepy.
Ka na.
Creepy ka na.
If you made someone feel uncomfortable.
Oo. Or not safe to be with you.
Yeah.
That's creepy. Kasi pwedeng makuha off context yung parang creepy na horror, di ba? Yung nagkwento ako ng parang narinig ko sa podcast na may daliri dyan sa ano, sa ilalim ng couch. That's good creepy.
No. But I think then,
that's fun creepy.
Yung feelings mo or reactions mo towards someone creepy could also, you know, feel horrific eh. So, di ko i-discount ang horror. Kasi, di ba? Like, for example, in horror films or horror TV series. Meron ano yan, 'di ba? Laging ano na to trope na to eh. Yung kunwari pupunta sila sa the group of friends will go to like a secluded town. Tapos nagpapagas sila. Tapos yung gas person, usually creepy siya eh, di ba? Pero, mag-warn siya. Oh. Di ba? May mga ganyang creepy.
San Lazaro!
Or like...
Huwag kayo pumunta sa San Lazaro!
Or like, ano ba yung mga, ano yung Soderbergh na favorite ko?
Pero usually...
Contagion, di ba? Creepy yung mga ano ah, conspiracy theorist characters na may point naman pala sila. So,
pero usually, yung casting doon or yung writing sa kanila, they're on the spectrum. Or if not, they've trauma survivor sila.
Yes.
Or not nung monster or nung serial killer. Or usually, may ano sila, may parang sixth sense. Kaya medyo slightly creepy sila.
Yes. So,
pero kadalasan, mabait yun. Na parang, we should have listened to that cast.
Exactly. Kaya ayoko din naman alam mo yun, may nuance yung term na creepy. Kasi, I guess, generally, it's not a person, creepy. Diba? It is, well, it's an adjective na nagde-describe nung either, hindi, nagde-describe siya nung effect sa'yo nung ginawa ng isang tao. Pwedeng hindi niya intention niya.
Hindi kasi
pero effect yung creepiness eh.
It's diba? Also a verb. I'm creeping you out. You're creeping
yeah,
me out.
Yeah, pwede. But, it's never an intention. Diba? Hindi siya intention
pwede rin.
Word. Hindi, rarely is it. Diba?
Hindi, parang I'm gonna creep you out with a good story.
Okay, gets.
With
but,
a good horror
but
story.
But dun nga sa gusto mo, sa scope mo of conversation, ano siya eh, effect siya towards the person na either kausap mo or ka-interact mo. So, for me, tricky yung creepiness kasi ang number one counter-argument dyan ng mga lalaki ay pero pag pogi yung nagsabi, yun. Hindi na creepy.
Thanks for touching.
Diba?
Or sa ano rin, sa mga lalaki rin ano.
Pag maganda. Eh,
maganda, hindi na creepy kahit yung ginawa niya talaga.
Or sige, hindi, huwag na rin ko yung hetero. Like basta hot, hindi na creepy, diba? Laging, yun yung first ano eh, yun yung first reaction ng tao. But for me, still, pwede. Kahit na guwapo, kahit na hot, kahit na sexy, they can still be creepy. So for me, ang definition ko ng creepy is kapag may misalignment yung idea nyo of how intimate you are to each
Uy,
other.
Ganda.
Diba? Parang, hindi, related naman siya. Maganda din yung sagot mo. Maganda din naman yung boundaries.
Di mas maganda yung sagot.
No, but I think, yun yung misalignment siya ng perceived intimacy. I think one example sa pop culture ay yung Big Bang Theory. Like, diba, yung mga bida dun, creepy sila eh.
Pero yung equally creepy rin yata yung mga girlfriends sila.
Si Penny? Parang...
Yeah, yung nerds, yung sila...
Medyo creepy din sila. But, yun nga, pero kasi, i-explore natin yun na why sometimes, hindi sometimes, why oftentimes, ang stereotype ng creepy agad as a character ay nerdy, geek,
or the neurodivergent.
Or yan, neurodivergent.
Autistic.
Or, you know, the ano, the town weirdo or yung class weirdo. Laging sila. So, mapapaisip ka din na parang maybe creepiness is when someone does something unexpected.
Regardless of their physical appearance.
Hindi, kasi parang ano eh, anything beyond conventional or normal or nakaugalian or the mainstream culture, pwede siyang tumawid sa creepiness. So, for example, diba, if a nerd is suddenly very forward about his interest to you, nerd siya, hindi mo i-expect na forward siya. Creepy siya. Diba? Which, you know, supports the counter-argument, oh, pag pogi yan, okay lang. Kasi may expectation tayo, may learned patterns tayo na, ah, pag pogi, confident, pwedeng lumapit sa'yo. Parang ganun. So, anything out of the ordinary, pwede kang ma-creep out talaga. Kasi, yung idea natin of intimacy, learned siya, diba? Process yan eh. Hindi siya parang, boom, close kayo agad. So, in a way, creepiness is sort of, you know, feeling close.
FC. Feeling close. Actually.
Yun. For me, yun.
Hindi, tsaka, hindi. pwede ring what if feeling close ako tapos yung recipient nung intimate acts ko.
Hmm.
Okay lang sa kanya pala. Hindi na ako creepy.
Hindi ka pala creepy. Oo. Oh, oh.
Diba? Parang oh. Pwedeng may ginawa akong creepy sa mata ng ibang tao. Pero yung other party sinabi, no, I don't find that creepy. I find it sweet.
Yeah.
Hindi ako creepy.
Ano siya eh? Perceived.
So may consent din involved.
I don't know if it's consent, pero parang, I guess yes, or like, welcome siya eh, na action. Welcome niya yung advances or like yung intimacy that you put out there.
Kaya maganda rin tong usapan na to kasi at least nalalaman, narinig natin what's creepy for some and what's creepy to most people.
Yun nga yung...
And it's ano nga eh, ang weird yung creepy category. Hindi siya ano eh, wala siyang...
I think it's a spectrum. Oo. And it's a case-to-case thing.
Case-to-case basis talaga. Ang mahirap, ginagamit ng internet yung word na creep or creepy. All-encompassing.
To judge people. Yun. Anyway, next. I have many thoughts pa. But feeling ko pwedeng...
O two-part episode.
Hindi naman. But
okay.
Ayoko lang ma-preempt yung iba mong questions.
Next question. How did the concept of creepy evolve throughout time? How did something that was considered fun and exciting decades ago, let's say in the 80s or the 90s, suddenly become creepy?
How do we know about that? We just, you know.
Hindi ito, for example.
Lived like maybe ilan 40 years-ish.
Oh, for example, naalala ko nung 80s.
Oh.
Pumupunta ako sa mga office parties ng parents ko, ng tito-tita.
Wow, na-observe mo?
Oo. It was okay for the boss to akbayan yung mga secretary.
Mm.
And it was a consensual thing. Na parang, ano, walang reklamo from both parties.
Mm.
It was also normal in the 80s, naalala ko, yung medyo bastos na jokes with office mates na babae.
Mm.
And even the women were not complaining. As in, part ng may term pa ng harutan. Nobody knows the meaning of harutan anymore. Pero yun yung ano, parang nagaharutan lang tayo. And, ito, yung papaluin yung puwet ng babae, na parang, whoop, ikaw lang naman, parang ganon. It was considered flattering sa mga babae nun. Yung mga babae na pinapalo sa puwet nun or parang yung, ano yung pahipo?
Wait,
pahipo
data,
naman.
Do you have data that it
anecdotal.
Was actually okay with
anecdotal,
them?
Anecdotal, yung parang...
Or are they just tolerating it? And parang wala, eh ganun eh. Kapag hindi ko in-accept yan, ma-ostracize ako.
Hindi, I'm just saying some. Oh, not all, of course.
And
pero
then,
from
maybe,
sa mga nakita ko
they were
dun,
tolerating it.
I wouldn't say tolerating it. I would say they were enjoying the joke. They felt na parang, oh, I'm wanted. I have,
really?
Oh, I have the attention. I have the male attention.
Wait, you were just a child.
Kaya nga, yun
how did you deduce
ko,
that?
Mukha. Sa mukha.
Okay.
I don't mind. May ganun sila.
Okay.
Pero nag-evolve
again,
siya.
Again, anecdotal.
Anecdotal. Again. Yeah. Nag-evolve siya into something pwede kang makulong.
You have to ask why.
Because nga, sabi nga ni Richard Bulisay from our last episode, nag-iiba naman yung morality.
Tsaka kasi, yung ganong ugali, naging prone siya to abuse. You know, some people in power can abuse that.
Andi, ito na lang. Yung harutan na ganon, yung papaluin sa puwet, pwede pala mangyari ngayon yun kung sinabi mong ba, sige pala yung puwet ko, go. Okay lang.
I guess.
Kung sinabi
hindi,
niya.
Hindi. I would like to argue na hindi siya tungkol lang sa verbal consent eh. Yun yung isang loophole sa culture natin of consent. Ooh, hot take.
Nakaka-cancel ka niya na. Ingat.
Tingin ko kasi, because of this culture around content, nabasa ko to sa word slut ni Amanda Mundell, na may something wrong about yung no is a no, no is a complete sentence, kasi nawi-weaponize siya ng mga abusers and misogynists na hindi siya nag-no eh. Therefore, okay lang gawin ko yun. Similar to, you know, consent. na when we say na dapat i-express ng girl or nung whoever, the receiving end, yung it's okay for me, paluin mo yung puwet ko. Nagiging tungkol na naman siya sa assertiveness ng receiving end na kailangan kami mag-confirm versus the person who will do it or the person who will assert themselves. Wala silang sense of measurement, wala silang intuition na, wait, okay lang kaya sa kanya itong gagawin ko. Na nasisira yung intuition, yung observation, yung unspoken respect for boundaries ng ibang tao kasi kailangan i-verbalize lagi. Versus dapat makikita mo, di ba, kung comfortable siya. Yun. So, parang nawawala yung equality dun sa situation. Na teka, dapat alam mo kung comfortable ako, di ba? Kasi close tayo eh. Yun.
Kaya nga, pero coming from ano, yung growing up in the 1980s, binabasa ko yung mga joke, green joke books ng dad.
Ni Gary Leasing.
Oh, Gary Leasing.
Ni Rico J.
Rico J. Puno. Sabihin na natin, nanonood ako ng mga ano, Joey De Leon.
Mm.
Ang ganda nung sinabi ng friend ko, si Katu, na during that time, nung 80s, late 70s, that was innovation in comedy. Sobrang innovative nung ginagawa nila Rico J. Kasi they came from a super tight, ultra-conservative 1960s, 1950s, na parang bawal mag-ano. You cannot express yourself sexually.
In a way, sexual balot liberation balot siya.
Tapos, dumating yung late 70s na comedians nga and early 80s. Sila Rico J nga, sila, ano, sila Gary Leasing.
Mm.
Even the women, na parang…
Sino?
Sila Cynthia Patag.
Sino pa?
Carmi Martin.
Yan.
Na parang, uy, we're comfortable in our bodies. Tapos… Tama, yung sila Rico J. Puno, Gary Leasing, Joey De Leon, they were innovating comedy and yung cultural norms, inaano nila, noon, binabasag nila noon, noon, noon. Noong 80s na parang, uy, it's okay na to have
to quote express unquote,
rough play
a little
with
vulgar,
with,
diba?
Yes, oo. Kasi shocking yon. That was shocking at that time.
Mm-mm.
In a clean cut na, kasi before that, it was Ike Lozada versus yung comedians ng 1980s na Pinoy. Let's innovate. Bastusan ng konti.
Oh, oh.
Tapos, yung audience members, like my dad siguro, when he was reading that
na,
joke
ano sila,
book,
na,
he was shocked and at the same time, natawa siya kasi na-shock siya.
Na-liberate sila.
Yes, na-liberate sila. Oh. And sila Rico J, Rico J, Joey De Leon, Gary Leasing, hindi sila yung matapang na nagsasabi nung nasa utak din nung mga yun.
Mm.
Pero the world grew up, ngayon, canceled sila. Di ba?
Eh kasi hindi sila nakasabay sa times. Na parang pwede namang that same framework of liberating expression. Dapat pag-usap, ano na yung sexually liberating ngayon, di ba? Pwede pa din naman eh. Kasi, I guess, that time, baby step siya. Pero, another criticism for me, sana mas may female and queer sexual expression din, di ba? Like, sana may comedian na ba? Okay na si Carmi Martin at si Cynthia Patag. Pero if aaralin mo yung, pag-aaralin mo yung joke nila, still, it's the man's idea of sexy.
So, yun. Now, ito, anecdotal. If you're not comfortable sharing it to our listeners, wag na. You can say pass. Pero ito, what was the most creepy thing that a guy slash girl has done to you? When, ano, nung...
Kwento mo
back yun. In the 2000s. Late aughts. Yung nagbabanda ako. May nag-send sa akin ng Facebook ng picture ko na naglalakad ako. This came from a girl. Hindi ako nakatingin sa camera. Naglalakad talaga ako. Sa...
Sa isang
school.
School.
Sa school. Sa school. Tapos, message, sir, nakita ko kayo kanina.
Okay.
Kasi nakatalikod ako ng lalakad.
How did you feel?
So, sabi ko na lang na parang, uy, sige, parang watch our gig na ganun. Our next gig. Ganun na lang. Then, inano ko. na-creep out ako, yes. Kasi parang nakakatakot pala yung masendan ka ng picture na naglalakad ka na.
Parang, na hindi mo alam.
Na hindi mo
alam. I think yun. Yung hindi mo alam.
Yung alam mo yung the paparazzi shot na parang, shit, ang pangit nung pangit na yung angle ko. Gets mo ba yung...
Hindi ikaw yung author nung story dun eh. Gets mo? Oh. You were seen by someone. It's their perception of you. So, yes. Nakaka-creep out siya.
Strangely, yung pakiramdam ko nun.
Oh.
60% creeped out. 40% flattered.
Okay.
Pero, knowing na estudyante, malamang yung nag-send nun.
Mm.
Yun na lang sinabi. Binalik ko dun sa context na bakit ako nandun sa school na yun.
I think
to
na...
To promote a gig.
Gets and on. I think na-relieve ka. Kasi ayan o, binalik mo sa...
Uy, professional ako na nandito ah.
Tsaka binalik mo nga sa politics niyo. Technically, you're, you know, more powerful, influential oh. than her. Sinabi mo, student siya eh. Oh. Ako professional na. Therefore, I can defend myself.
And at the same time, hindi ko siya pinot down na, uy, wag mong gagawin niya na yung... Although I could have said that na parang, oy, next time I don't like my picture being taken kung naglalakad ako.
Pero di mo ginawa because you don't wanna lose a fan. Admit it.
I wouldn't say fan. I would say listener.
Okay.
Pero yun lang.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Explore Camellia, the Philippines' largest home builder, building beautifully designed communities in 47 provinces and 149 key cities and municipalities. Visit www.camellia.com.ph and open the door to your own forever home today. Join us on social media for the latest Camellia news and updates. Be part of our story. Camellia, where dreams find home. Ikaw.
Madami, hindi madami, but I can name like a few. But
isa lang, isa.
I guess the most creepy thing is... Dalawa na lang. I'll share it dalawa. Okay. The first one, I was in Curator, my favorite coffee shop. And then I was waiting for my order. Tapos there's this guy. Na, I think he's a foreigner.
Your age?
I don't know. Maybe. He's a foreigner. And he started, parang na-overhear niya yung order ko na grilled cheese. Tapos he started asking me, na parang, is this the best grilled cheese in Makati? Ganyan. Parang ako, okay. Strong opening. So parang sabi ko, I like it. Ganyan. Tapos alam mo yung nagiging stronger yung pagka-deliver niya ng question. Na, oh, sige, if you like this, what's the best? Ganon. So parang ako, I kind of like this restaurants, blah, 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 ganun, ganun. Tapos, bigla nang nag-start na siya magtanong na, do you live near this place?
Oh,
so, where do you work? Para ako, fuck! Wait! Alam ko, how is this relevant to the grilled cheese question?
Sinabi mo sa kanya
yun? Oh, sabi ko, how is it relevant to the grilled cheese question? Sabi niya, because, you know, maybe you go to the grilled cheese places because near you. So we go, it doesn't matter.
Nice.
Yun. It's parang, pero sobrang na akong na-uncomfortable kasi lumalapit din siya unti-unti eh.
Kumbaga sa space din.
Sa space din, like lumalapit na talaga, like proximity. It's parang, Tapos,
I have a pepper spray with me.
Tapos doon ko na-realize na parang when I looked at the barista, yung barista na yun, close ko, pero bading siya.
Wait, malaki ba tong guy?
Yung creepy guy? Hindi.
Or girl ba to?
Patpaten ba siyang
matangkad?
Chinese foreigner. Or maybe, okay. Like, yun. Kasi medyo broken yung English niya. Tapos parang,
do you think he was on the spectrum?
I don't know. I was too scared. Tapos nung tinitignan ko yung barista namin, yung baristang friend ko na budding, hindi siya na freak out sa ano nangyayari. Natingin ko, I think it's a guy thing. Like, kahit na budding siya, lalaki siya, hindi siya na-threaten. Kasi yung friend ko yun, parang bear siya na malaki. No? Parang feeling ko, parang sa reality niya, hindi yun
safe yun.
Dangerous. Wow. Na iniisip ko, if it's the other barista that was there na babae, it would have been a different situation. So, as in, nagpalusot na lang ako na parang, ah, can I watch you make my coffee in the bar? Like, behind the bar? Like, pumasok ako talaga dun sa bar. Parang employee ako. And then, sabi ko, binulungan ko yung barista na ilipat mo ko ng upuan sa loob. Tapos, pwede mo bang i-close yung door? Kasi yung division ng curator, may cocktail area. Can you close the door? I don't really feel safe. Tapos, pumasok ko siya sa loob, oh man. So, parang hindi ko na talaga kaya. Sabi ko, iti-take out ko na lang to, okay lang. So, nung tinake out ko na siya, eh, mag-isa lang siya. Hindi ako pwedeng, samahan mo naman ako maglakad hanggang somewhere. Oh. Hindi eh, kasi mag-isa siyang barista. So, sobrang ako na freak out. Parang habang tinitake out niya, yung guy, umalis na. Tapos, nandun lang siya sa corner sa tapat nung coffee shop na parang naghihintay. So, parang ako, ano ba to? Hindi ako pwede lumabas.
Oh my God.
Kasi parang naghihintay ba siya? So, sinihintay ka talaga siyang umalis. Na as in, tinagalan ko na
so, parang ito, can
siya.
I walk you home?
Hindi ka siya nagpaalam eh. Parang, alam mo yung finifeel niya lang. Parang may gagawin siya according to ano yung gagawin ko without saying words.
Oh my God, creepy so, nga.
Sobra na talaga ako na freak out. Hinintay kong maglakad na siya away. Pero natatakot pa rin ako. So, ang ginawa ko, tinawagan ko yung dad ko habang naglalakad ako papunta sa office. Ay, sa office, sa bahay. Na parang, sabi ko, pa, ito yung nangyayari. Parang may sumusunod yata. Parang may creepy person. Tapos, natakot ako. Kasi sinexplain sa dad ko. So, sabi ko, pwede bang kausap kita the whole time hanggang makauwi ako? Para in case something happens to me, maririnig nung daddy ko. Diba? Yung nangyayari. Tapos, hindi naman, wala naman nangyayari ng masama. Nakauwi naman ako ng maayos.
Hindi kanya na sinundan naman.
Hindi na. Tapos, pero, bringing up ko yun dun sa friend ko na part owner. Na parang, well, this happened in the cafe. Ito yung itsura niya. Ito yung nangyari. And sana, i-watch out niyo to. Kasi it's probably going to happen to other people, other guests. Tapos, inassure ako na parang nag-apologize siya. Na, ah, dapat hindi yan nangyari. Or dapat...
Dapat sinama ka ng barista.
Oo. Blah, blah, blah. At sabi niya, if this happens next time, sabihan mo ko, sasamahan nga nung barista pa uwi. Kung ganon. Yun. So, parang... Sobrang talagang creepy and scary. Kasi, hindi mo alam pwede niya gawin eh. Diba? All the true crime documentaries I've
although
seen.
From your story.
Pero kung ganyan, pupunta sa office ng Masaya. Malapit kasi, diba? Oh. Pupunta ako doon. Tapos, di ako mag-alis.
God!
Sabi ko, patid po. Ganun ako.
Pero ako yung basa ko dyan, sabi mo, broken English. Tapos, Chinese national?
I think.
Feeling ko may ano rin siya, may...
Loneliness?
Aside from that, yung culture shock.
Ah, baka. Pero kasi parang weird lang, man. May tanong ko saan ako nakatira, diba? Like, sige, tanongin mo ako kung saan yung best grilled cheese. Sure, kausapin kita. Pero, saan ako nakatira? Saan ako nagtatrabaho? Like, what the fuck? Yun. Another case, you know this. I've told you about this. Meron tayong parang common friend slash acquaintance sa, I think, music slash art scene. Tapos, parang whenever we see him, we're very respectful. We talk to him. Pero hindi tayo friends. Hindi tayo close. So, during the pandemic, he started, you know, messaging me na parang update sa buhay niya. Tsaka ng mga, basta update sa buhay niya. Tapos parang, na-weirdan ako kasi he just knows me through you. Hindi kami talaga friends. So, parang yung mga reply ko, mga thumbs up or like smiley, yung di ko na talaga pinapahaba yung conversation. Tapos, I guess na-realize niya na lang na, teka lang, parang unproductive yung conversation with me kasi puro emoji nga. Pero it took like 2 months of constant kwento update. Parang diary niya, ganun. Tapos parang, bakit ako? Hindi naman ako nag-express ng interest sa buhay niya. Yeah, hindi ko alam. Parang, I don't know, ang judgment ko dyan ay maybe because mid-person ako. Like, hindi ako super hot. Hindi ako super sexy. Hindi ako intimidatingly beautiful.
Reachable.
And I'm sociable and friendly, especially to strangers. So, baka ganun. Approachable ako.
Okay, you're the girl the guy would introduce to mom.
Not really.
Not really. Okay.
But, alam mo yun, hindi, mukha akong pa, di siya masyadong maganda, siya hot. Hindi ako i-reject nito. Feeling ko ganun yung mga lalaki.
Pero yung mga hot naman, inaano yun eh. Di ba liniligawan yung mga?
Pero it takes, you know.
Ang damas maraming creepy stories yung magaganda malamang.
It takes so much. Yung mga creepy sa akin, extra creepy eh. Alam mo yun?
Hindi rin natin, tanungin natin yung mga
hindi siya pang hot
artista.
Girl creepy. Alam mo yun?
Yung mga artista stories.
Di ba nga si Bella Padilla may stalker
may
sa condo?
May nagbigay ng ano?
What
ano
the fuck?
Yung mga regalo na weird.
Hindi, yung inaabangan siya sa lobby. Oh. Parang, my God.
Wala pa yung sayo, scary. I'm sure.
Pero yun, tingin ko, parang tingin nila, i-accept ko yung affections or yung attentions.
Or mahirap rin kasi, I've been reading a lot of Reddit about lonely people. Ang mahirap sa ganyan is, especially yung the lonely mentality, yung ano na, yung nababasa ko kasi medyo yung starved na talaga of human connection. Mag-isa sila nakatira sa bahay. Tapos usually, kung past 30, 35, and hindi pa sila nakapag-asawa, they're still a bachelor, there's a crippling loneliness talaga. Hirap din actually. And minsan yung loneliness sila will turn to impulsivity. Na nagkakaroon sila ng strokes of courage, sabihin na natin. Tapos lalapit na lang sila bigla na parang, sige, susugal na ako. Baka magkaroon ako ng connection dito. Yun, so,
sige.
Mas mahirap pa kasi when you get older, di ba? Yung ano mo, yung kumbaga yung the dating experience is weirder. Or should we say, parang hindi na yung norm na parang 'di ba a 20-year-old dating or a teenager dating is okay lang go 'di ba magkamali ka ng konti pero yung 42
ano
it's kind of a
what
from my friends na nagde-date past 35 it's a difficult ordeal daw talaga.
Bakit?
Kasi medyo out of the market ka na raw. Quote-unquote, out of the market.
Yan yung annoying sa society.
Oh.
Kasi nilalagyan nila ng shelf life yung
dating.
Pagiging nilalagyan nila ng shelf life ang romance, attractiveness, di ba? And finding relationships. When it shouldn't, di ba? Paano yung mga 60-year-old? I think pwede pa din eh.
Pumunta kang poblasyon sa filling station. O, oh, di ba? 60-year-olds with 25-year-olds.
Iba yun. 60-year-old, you know, white men with 20-year-old Filipina. Iba yun. Okay. Iba yun.
That's but a different podcast episode.
What I'm saying is, if they're single, 60 year old. I mean, siguro kung 60 years old ka, ang age range mo siguro ay yung 15 years between 60.
Ito na lang. Sabihin natin hindi
15
tayo,
years younger, 15 years older. That's fine. Oh.
Sabihin natin hindi tayo nagpakasal.
Oh.
Tapos sabihin natin single pa rin tayong dalawa, bachelor. At,
oh.
At ano, walang girlfriend, boyfriend. Tapos medyo ano, lonely.
Oh.
Ano yung age limit mo?
Sa akin talaga, years. 15 and 15.
So, ilan taong ka na ngayon?
36?
36 minus 15. 21? Nag-date ka ng 21? Oh, sabi mo eh.
Oh, 15. 15, 15. 21 and...
51.
Hindi ko pala kaya. Joke, I take it back. 10. 10, 10.
Ako rin. 12. Ako 12.
10, 10.
So, I'm 42 now.
Ah, pwede 12. Pwede 12. Para na-creep out ako sa sarili ko ng 21 years na lalaki. Parang wait lang.
I can date someone...
kind of creepy.
Uh-huh. I can date a 30... Sige, 29-year-old. I can date a... Sige, ito, 28. Pwede pa, 28.
Oh, naman.
I can date a 28-year-old. I'm 42 now. And I can date a...
Eh, sige, ako, ano. Sorry, hindi pala siya dapat parang range.
I can date a 54-year-old.
Ano?
55.
Parang 25 and above. Tapos, plus 10 ng age ko. Yan. Why am I saying 25 and above? Kasi form na yung prefrontal cortex niya. Like, adult na
yung
25.
But you would not date a 21-year-old.
No, I won't. I won't.
Ako rin.
I won't.
28 or 27. 20, sige.
Kunwari, 38 na ako or 40 na ako, parang pwede pa din yung 25. Kasi, I consider it like an adult mind.
Oo naman, adult na yun.
Yun.
25 is okay.
Yun.
Pero mas interesting yung mas matatanda pa sa atin.
Oo. Ako.
Isipin mo, mag-date ako ng 55.
Hot.
Hot na.
Ako, honestly, like, nung nakita ko yung Prada show, di ba, na si Gary Oldman, si Tim Roth, si Willem Dafoe, si Christoph Waltz, si Adrian Brody. Para ako, ano ba to? A catwalk made for me.
Ha.
Like, sobrang yun yung mga type ko eh. Like, hindi talaga like, nung pagtatanong ako, like, oh, sino yung type mo ngayon sa mga, ano, parang it boys, ganyan, like, si, ayun, si Tom Holland, sino pa ba, Timothy Chalamet, si Jacob Elordi, sino, basta yung mga yan. Wala.
Barry, ano, Barry.
Barry Keegan. Wala ko la. Siguro, by the sheer height and mukha siyang matanda, si Jacob Elordi, the youngest that I'm attracted to is probably Paul Mescal. Yung may, ano eh, mukha siyang matanda.
Ah.
Yun. Pero Pedro Pascal yung, ano ko, top one.
Ako kasi.
Pedro Pascal.
Yung ganyan ko.
Ah.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
Oh, within the range, eh, di ba?
Pero si Anya Taylor-Joy, may asawa na eh.
Pero may age appropriateness dun sa desire mo eh. Or Oscar Isaac. Yan yung gusto ko. Yun.
Wait, mas matanda sa atin si Oscar Isaac.
Exactly.
So anyway, ito naman.
Oh,
be honest.
Ano?
Have you yourself done something years ago? Podpals, underline years ago ah. That is now considered creepy.
Honestly, hindi ko alam. Kasi probably if nakikreep out sa akin yung tao, nilayuan na niya ako. So siguro kailan ko i-review sino ba mo umiiwas sa akin.
Have you ever stalked someone online? Pero hindi na creepy yun eh. Parang, ano na yun eh. Safety
Paanong stalk? Measure Paanong na stalked? Yun.
Sinundan?
Hindi ko kaya. Pero ikaw nga lang yung, ikaw lang yung sinusundan ko sa find my friends eh.
Wow.
Just, tapos nagpapaalam pa ako sa'yo na, oh, pakibuksan yung find my friends mo. Kung hindi tayo magkasama, di ba? Para alam ko kung makaka-uwi ka na, whatever. Yun.
Hindi nga, years ago nga eh.
Years ago? Stalked?
20s, teenager.
I think I'm too lazy and too Leo for it. Like, kasi...
Okay, well, you don't have to answer the question.
Let's talk about parasocial relationships. I think isa yan sa...
Creepiness factor.
Reason eh. Or factor why mag-worsen or mag... Kaya nga may stans, di ba? May stan culture. Sa Korea nga, ang tawag dyan sa saying, like, it's the type of fan na, Alam mo yung magka-camp sila sa labas ng condo ng K-pop.
Hello, nung 1960s. Di ba yung Beatles? Yung mga ganon. Beatle maniacs, ganun.
Like, alam mo yung kunwari nalaman nila kung saan nag-hotel si Jungkook. Yung basura ng hotel, i-rummage nila.
Pero yung magagaling ganon, raw sa ganyan sa yung mga babae.
Wow.
Hindi, totoo
way
nga.
Way too gender it.
Hindi, I'm telling you.
Hindi, I think lalaki
kasi
kaya
yung mga yung Beatles.
Oh.
Yung kinakalkal yung basura, yung ano, tinitingnan nila yung mga plate number ng kotse ng chauffeur. Yung mga babaeng Beatle maniacs daw nung 60s, sila yung ganun kasi sila katalino na alalaman nila ano yung saang hotel lang si Stacey Paul McCartney.
But I think kaya din ng lalaki yun. Iba, mas nare-report lang or mas out of this world lang yung...
Pati sa 1D, sa ano, One Direction, ganun din.
Di, pero magagaling meron pa rin cases din ng stalkers din. Di ba, nakita mo ba yung sa isang symposium, si Drew Barrymore was in like a symposium. Tapos yung any questions from the audience, tapos biglang nagtanong yung as in recorded, kita ni... Pag nakita siya ni Drew Barrymore, alam ni Drew Barrymore, ah, fuck, ito yung stalker ko. Nagtanong.
Yes!
Tapos as in, yung host nun, si Renee Rapp, as in talagang kinover niya si Drew Barrymore, tapos in-exit niya sa ano, sa stage. Oh. Creepy din yun eh. Kaya din ng lalaki yun eh.
Oh.
So, anyway.
Okay, ako.
Nakaka-ano yung parasocial relationships kasi since some people, especially ngayon, there are people who are more public. Like, kunwari, we have a minute number of followers, diba? Like, hindi na lang parang celebrity and ordinary people. Diba may in-betweens na eh. So, parang...
Influencers.
Meron talagang para social relationship na na-form. Na parang, kunwari ito, since we're recording a podcast, sharing our thoughts, they're listening to us, they feel like we are their friends, di ba? May nabibuild tayong intimacy with people. But in reality, wala sila dito, di ba? Hindi natin sila na-experience.
Hindi rin natin sila kilala.
Oo, pero na-experience nila tayo. That's why I prefer like having the chat group. Kasi in a way, na alam mo yun, meron talagang genuine conversation between all of us. Anyway, my point is, because of parasocial relationships, you know, some fans may think they have unlimited access to you.
Yes. Especially diba? Now, no?
Tapos meron pang idea of capitalism and consumerism na, oh, pinakinggan kita eh. Pinakinggan ko yung podcast mo. Therefore, pwede kitang i-message any time of the day.
True.
Ganon. Pinakinggan ko yung podcast mo. Therefore, pwede ako mag-demand na kausapin mo ko. Parang ganon. So, yun. Creepy talaga. Ano yung initial question mo?
Have you done
ako.
Something creepy? Sabi mo wala.
Have I done something creepy? I don't know if this is considered creepy. But I had like an ex-boyfriend na sobra akong bitter about the breakup. Or parang ego ko yung na-push na naiirita talaga ako sa kanya. Parang na-push yung ego ko. Hindi lang siya heartbreak na simple. Na parang ginagawa ko sinasabotage ko lahat nung nililigawan niya after me. Like, kung sino yung pinupormahan niya if a friend ko yung girl.
Oh.
Yun. So parang ganun na.
Single white female.
Parang ganun na. Wala kang magiging girlfriend. Ganun.
Pero parang hindi siya hindi coming siya from a place creepy, of creepiness. Yeah. Eh. More of spite eh.
Oh. Yeah.
Parang gone girl moves yun. Anyway, ako.
Oh, mayroon ka namang ginawang creepy.
Of course. Galing ako.
Alam mo, most likely may ginawa akong creepy tapos kinalimutan ko siya.
Galing akong boys school, malamang.
Oh.
Na wala akong training, wala akong experience. Diligot.
With women.
Oh. May ginagawa kaming kalokohan ng mga friends ko na straight guys.
Mm.
Kung may nakita kaming magandang girl. Mm. Whether sa mall or sa ano, gig, whatever.
Mm.
Yung kunwari, picturean mo ako. Kunwari, pipicturean mo ako. Pero yung nasa likod ko yung subject ng photo talaga. So, ngingiti akong ganun. Tapos yung magandang girl, pipicturean. Tapos titingnan namin after na parang, oh shit, ang ganda niya. Wow!
Oh well.
Na I think ginagawa ng maraming lalaki.
At saka ginagawa pa rin siya ngayon, tas worse. Alam mo kung bakit? Oh. Sa TikTok, merong ano yan, hashtag TikTok do your thing. Alam mo, mandaan ganyan. Like, kunwari, pipicture nila yung magandang babae sa resort na nakita nila. Tapos talagang papahanap nila sa TikTok na parang sino siya.
Yeah.
Parang, hello, lapitan mo na lang, magpakilala ka. Oh. Bakit mo pa igaganyan? Although may nakakatawang TikTok do your thing, parang yung lalaki, nasa bus siya. Tapos nakatulog yung babae na sumandal, napasandal sa kanya. So, inano niya, binidyo niya. Kasi, cute naman sila pareho. Tapos, eh, kailangan niya bumaba. So, ginising niya yung girl. Tapos, yung girl na yun, meron siyang TikTok of her own na binivideoan niya yung bus moving away. Tapos, parang thank you siya dun sa guy. So, in a way, cute and sweet. Kung ganun, edi okay lang. Pero imagine mo, if hindi nila type isa't isa, creepy yun.
Ay, diba? Ito nung college. I wouldn't consider it creepy, pero the fact na binalik sa akin.
Oh.
It could have registered as creepy to her.
Okay.
May crush akong babae sa basketball court.
Okay.
Binigyan ko ng roses. Yeah. After 3 conversations. Na, siguro mga 30 minutes. 30 minute
ko.
Conversations.
Oh.
Binalik
nilove ba mo naman kasi?
Oh, hindi. Pero, I won't consider it creepy masyado nun.
Mm.
But she could have been creeped out.
Mm.
Kasi, wala namang social media nun. Walang ano.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you, ganun tayong uso nun. Na parang,
bigay ng roses?
Oo.
After 3 conversations?
Oo. Uso yun nun.
What? Okay.
Kahit nung high school kami.
Okay. Okay.
And first year college na ako, hindi ko alam.
Okay.
Pero looking back na, okay. And at the same, pero at the same time, feeling ko hindi naman ako creepy kasi yung binalik niya yung roses, okay. Rejection hindi, accepted.
Niya, paano niya binalik?
Pinabalik niya sa friend niya.
And wala siyang parang message.
Thank you, but no. Yun.
Oh, hindi ayaw niya.
Oo nga. Pero ako naman, pagkatapos, hindi ko na siya kinausap.
Pero kasi.
Pero narealize ko, nga, nakakatakot din for a girl yun.
Pero I think kasi din, nakaawa din kayong mga straight men because you were brought up to assume na when a woman talks to you, they like you.
Oh. Especially from Ateneo.
Na parang hindi kayo naturuan ng non-verbals.
Yes.
Na clue picking. Na, ah, baka friendly lang siya. Or parang, if I would even stretch it to, as simple as if a girl talks to you, pwede mo na siyang ligawan or girlfriend na, girlfriend na agad. When I guess ano siya, you know, pagpapalaki talaga na parang ang latag talaga sa inyo na if you form a friendship with a female, with a woman, ang goal nun ay marriage or ang goal nun ay sex.
Hindi kaya nga with this.
Parang hindi mo pwedeng talking to a woman is simply forming a legit friendship and intimate relationship.
Or acquaintance lang ay.
Oh,
kasi
diba?
when I spoke to this girl, kasi pareho kaming PE nun.
Mm.
When I spoke to her, parang nag-uusap lang kami about books, about class.
Mm.
Yung nasa utak ko na parang, uy, I'm in a rom-com. Nagliligawan na kami.
Oh my God.
Ganun talaga yung perception ko.
Kasi yun yung tinuro sa'yo eh. Tapos,
what if kung kinakausap niya lang pala ako, normal lang, parang wala lang.
Or she was just
or
being respectful.
Oh.
She was listening to you.
Oo.
Oh. Yeah. I think talaga may imbalance dyan socially na.
And sorry, feeling ko yung girl na yon was all came also from a
exclusive school.
Exclusive school.
Huh. Malay mo yung sorry but no kasi lesbian pala siya.
Teka, nagpa-flashback ako. Teka.
Mm.
Flashback ako.
Yara.
Ah, gets ko na. Hiningi ko yung number niya sa bahay. Tapos binigay niya. So, akala ko, naisip ko na, Oh my God!
Pwede nang ligawan. Pwede to.
Wala akong concept na parang...
Kasi may pa-flowers agad.
Yun nga.
Nilove-bomb mo nga. Nilove-bomb mo kasi.
Yun, nagkaroon ako ng confidence nung yung binigay niya yung number niya. Pero narealize ko, eh anong, oh, that doesn't mean anything.
In a way ha, sorry. Let me analyze the situation. I think also, pinakita dun yung gap on your perception nung relationship nyo. And explain ko kung bakit siya creepy or bakit siya, pwede siya hindi creepy, pwedeng too forward or aggressive, diba? Kasi while binigay niya yung number niya sa'yo, bakit ang response mo ay magbigay ng flowers? Diba dapat pag binigay niya sa'yo number mo, tatawagan mo siya, mag-uusap kayo. Diba? And form a deeper relationship. And maybe when you start talking to her, you ask her, ano yung gusto niya? How does she feel special? Ano yung love language niya? Whatever. Anong kinds of gifts yung gusto niya? When she tells you she likes flowers, or she likes chocolates, or she likes whatever, she likes movie dates, that's when you start a move. Ito kasi may jump. Tapos meron kang parang utter disregard for her preference.
Yeah. Yun. Pero, but then again,
college ka.
Yes, nun. I probably came off as a creepy guy.
Oh.
Pero at the same time, I'm telling you nga,
mm-hmm,
kinausap ko yung mga babae kong blockmates.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi na yung walang masama sa ginawa ko. Well, nothing creepy. Actually, ang tapang pa raw nung ginawa ko. Mga babae to, ha? Mga babae kong blockmates.
Oo nga.
Tapos sabi na, uy, na-hurt kami for you. Okay lang yan. Pero rejection is rejection. Okay lang.
Pero it could have been a little more... Parang pwedeng gradient yung nangyari.
It could have been a little less rom-comish.
Oo eh. Or performative.
Yes.
Yeah, ganon. Explore Camellia, the Philippines' largest home builder, building beautifully designed communities in 47 provinces and 149 key cities and municipalities. Visit www.camellia.com.ph and open the door to your own forever home today. Join us on social media for the latest Camellia news and updates. Be part of our story, Camellia, where dreams find home. Naalala ko, binigyan ako nung first boyfriend ko nung college, ng bouquet, malaking bouquet. Sobrang nagalit.
Bakit?
Kaalaki-laki nung bouquet.
Dadalhin ko to.
Naisip mo ba paano ako pumapasok sa school at umuwi? Hindi ba nagjijip ako at nagbabas? At nagjijip ulit? So with this,
ilan taong
big
ka ba
nung bouquet,
yung nagka-boyfriend?
How am I gonna go home? Sabi ko, parang understandable kung kunwari magta-taxi tayo pa uwi, hahatid mo ko, or may kotse ka, wala kang kotse.
Gano'ng kalaki yung bouquet?
Laki! As in, makakover yung buong half body ko. Malaki siya. So,
pero
parang,
wait, ito
ah. Paano yun? Paano ko uwi?
Rewind to the 2000s.
Oo. Oh.
Wala ka namang way talaga manligaw nun except say it with flowers.
I don't know. Treat me to food. Kumain tayo na masarap na pagkain. Manood tayo sine.
Yeah. Anyway.
Bakit kailan flowers? Or buy me books. Buy me DVDs.
Okay. Is being creepy something you pick up from culture, friends, family, or are some people just naturally creepy? Yan.
I think hindi siya nature.
Ako rin eh.
Uh-huh.
Parang especially kung pinag-aaralan pa lang natin yung
environmental and culture.
Pinag-aaralan pa lang natin yung quote-unquote mating rituals ng society or yung courtship rituals. Kinukuha lang natin sa peers natin eh. Or sa, napapanood sa TV.
Sa movies.
Or yung, minsan yung advice ng parents natin or ng kuya, ate, di ba?
Oh. Na hindi necessarily. Yes, sometimes it's not helpful. Sometimes it's...
Pero yun, parang trial and
so
error.
It's so traditional and patriarchal.
Yung diba? Courtship, parang trial and error talaga. Na parang, okay, what I did before was a bit creepy. So, -3 sa intimacy ngayon. Gets on? Or -5 muna tayo. Di parang ganun lang naman eh, di ba?
I think talaga, ano... I will not tell women to speak up more. I will ask the men to be more sensitive.
That's why we have this episode.
Diba? Tumiklat ba? Kailan kong sabihin sa'yo na mali? Maging sensitive ka sa non-verbals ko. Maging sensitive ka sa ginagawa, sa interaction
natin. Sa mga
pod
pals natin na nanliligaw ngayon, ano yung mga non-verbals that creepy, quote-unquote, guys should look into?
Makikita mo naman sa body language yun eh. The girl will look uneasy. She would want to get out of the conversation immediately. Malaramdaman mo pag parang ayaw ka nung kausap mo. One word answers. Or sasabihin niya, ah, wait lang ah. Blah, blah, blah.
Or kung may kasamang friend palagi, no, kung kinakausap ka.
Oo. Di ba parang get a clue. Tapos huwag ka magalit na magiging school shooter ka, di ba? Babaril mo lahat ng babae. Wow. Di ba?
Then fairness, sa mga nag-reject naman sa akin.
Ano?
Hindi ko naman sila tinakot na yung ta-ta-ta-ta, di naman.
Eh, because you had good friends, you had books. Pero imagine mo, di ba, ang dami, yung mga cases ng namamaril ng mga babae. Oh. Yung latest sa, ano, Australia, may knife siya, na naksak, yung sinaksak niya puro babae. Galit siya sa
kaya
babae.
Kaya pal-pal sa nanliligaw, kung ma-reject kayo, take it like a man.
Sige, ano ba yung man?
Take it like, wala pa na okay. I sorry.
Ito ba yung biblical man?
Tsaka tanggalin na natin yung biblical manhood. Tanggalin na natin sa vocabulary natin yung
ano?
It's her loss.
Hindi lang kayo bagay.
Or yung parang, hindi, pangit naman talaga siya to begin.
Oo, parang.
Kadiri yun. More like, oh fine, hindi ka swinerte, hindi kayo compatible. Rejection doesn't happen. Incompatibility does.
It sounds like a life coachy thing to say.
Ngayon, so...
Ano na lang? The love guru, ganun.
Kung ano, kung range ka ng babae.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hindi, parang, okay. Hindi, ako usually yung line, if I were to travel back in time, tapos naging life coach ako nung younger version ko. Sabihin ko sa kanya, yun the greatest line. The greatest line kung binalik yung flowers mo rin i-jet ka.
Ano.
So as not to look like a creep. Sabi ko, well, I'm happy I tried.
Yun lang.
Sasabihin ko, I'm happy I tried and I'm glad to have gotten to know you kahit konti. Yun, alis na ako.
Mm.
Wala nang mga ano-ano pa. Pangit ka naman eh. Or yung...
Siyempre nagsi-self-soothe ka.
Huwag ka mag-self-soothe sa harap nung nag-reject.
Oo naman, huwag naman.
Mag-inuman kayo ng friends mo, mag-yossi ka, go. Like, pero yun, sinasabihin ko, I'll put on my best brave face. Sasabihin ko sa harap nung nag-reject sa akin, I'm still happy I tried. Yun, alis ako.
When my guy friends talk to me about mga ganyan, yung nireject sila, busted sila, ganyan. Sabi ko, lagi ko sinasabi sa kanila na, actually, magpasalamat ka if flat out ka ni-reject. Kasi, she kind of saved you time, resources, emotional investment. Like, masakit. Pero at least hindi niya pinatagal. Hindi niya na sinayang yung oras niyong dalawa, di ba? Okay na din. Thank you next na.
Yes.
Yun. Di ba? I don't know.
Next.
Thank you
Ito na yung ano natin.
Ano?
The Telebabad Tips.
Life coach.
Seminar. Give two tips each on how not to be creepy.
Salitan tayo. Baka i-quote nila to na parang baka bumalik sa atin to. Sabi nyo.
Oo nga.
Ito yung tips nyo. Creepy pa din ako.
Oo nga. Kaya nga, podpals, huwag niyo sisiryosohin ang aming mga advice.
Wala itong money back guarantee kasi hindi naman kami humingi ng pera.
Sige, ako muna. Tip number one, how not to be creepy.
Can we not say tip? Nagkikringe ako.
Eh, ano? Like, advice?
I don't know.
What's another word?
Thought.
Thought number one on how not to be creepy.
Oh.
Eliminate from your vocabulary.
Mm.
Eliminate from your tactical guides.
Tactical guides.
Madadaan ang kahit sino sa kulit.
Oh my God. Thank you for bringing it up. Thank you.
That was the advice of my quote-unquote kuyas or friend, elder advisors.
Mm.
Not necessarily my family.
Okay.
Wincy, tuloy mo yan. Madadaan lahat sa kulit.
Pero gusto mo ba yun? Nanadaan mo lang sa kulit yung person.
Parang ano ka, no? Muscle memory ka?
Or parang, sige na, sagutin kita para matahimik ka na.
Oo.
Tapos, bebray ka na lang kita. Hindi mo parang mas masakit.
So yun.
Anyway.
Being super kulit, kung sinabi na nung guy or nung girl, ayoko, ayun, no. Or non-verbals nga. Sinasabi na no, tapos kinukulit mo pa rin. Tapos sasabihin naman ng friends mo, persistence, dude. Persistence!
Pakipot lang yan, gaganan. Ay, day.
Let's eliminate
alam nyo,
that 2024.
Hindi talaga totoo yung pakipot, sorry. Parang, I don't know kung sinong nag-intel niyan. Na, I don't remember any woman or any person na nagpakipot sa tagsa gusto niya. Diba? We usually we just welcome affection by from people we like. Anyway.
Actually yun, kung ano, ako sa simula pa lang ng no, her first no, huwag mo nang tuloy. Huwag ka namang ulit. Kung nagkaroon siya ng afterthought na, ay teka, ano na, o di siya na yung lumapit sa'yo. Diba?
Yes.
Ganoon naman yung case sa akin, diba? Reject ako tapos sa babalikan ako.
Nee, pero sorry, balik natin yung case na nireject ka tapos parang na-realize niya gusto ko pala niya. To be fair to that person, nag-effort siya. Oh. Kailangan mo i-commend yun.
Oh,
binawi niya yung decision niya eh.
Oo naman.
Ay, gusto pala kita.
Pero at the same time, pwede ko rin siya i-reject ulit.
Oo. Pero nag-effort siya.
Oh.
Yun.
How not to... Thought on how not to be creepy.
Number one, listen. Listen not to the thoughts in your head, but listen dun sa person na interested ka. Like, be a good fucking listener. Kasi kung nakikinig ka talaga, maririnig mo na ayaw niya. Maririnig mo na hindi siya interested. Not just the words, but the non-verbals nga. Be a good listener because if you listen, you will develop your sensitivity. You will develop your common sense.
Tsaka usually nga, you become creepy kasi hindi ka attentive.
Tsaka hindi ka nakikinig. Oh, sa needs ng iba. Kaya ka creepy kasi ina-assert mo lang yung kailangan mo, yung gusto mo. Goal-oriented ka, congrats. Pero hindi, parang one way, di ba? Parang, usually when you meet people who do creepy things. One way siya, hindi sila nakikinig. Sorry, ibabalik ko dun sa case mo of the comic book artist. I think he came off too strong na yung crush. Ang dami kasing layers nun eh. Diba, babaeng bata yung minessage mo, tapos sinabi mo pwede ka mag-crush. Dapat yung gap ng age nyo, ng gender nyo, ng experience nyo, finil mo yun as an adult. Na parang...
Tapos ang ano pa, New York Times best-selling comic book artist siya.
Oo.
So meron siyang mataas yung estado niya.
Oo. So dapat in-explain mo na, hey, ano yung culture sa comic book community kapag may
sinabi niya naman, parang, with my mentors, they have given me a place to crash when I was starting out in conventions. Ganun naman yung ano niya, yung pagkasabi niya.
Eh di dapat nagkaroon siya ng ano, ginawa niyang medyo formal invitation.
Oh.
You are welcome to...
I have a guest room here ano...
If you feel comfortable, my place is welcome.
Oh.
Tapos, please let me know if I can do something to make you feel extra safe. Ganyan, if you need... to tell your parents blah, blah, blah. Ganon. Dapat ganon. Kasi as adults,
tama.
Dapat ikaw yung nag-fill ng gap dun sa, may age gap kayo eh. Meaning, mas marami kayo experience if you feel mo yun para maintindihan ka niya. In a way, listening yun, diba? Communication yan. Tsaka siguro, ito yung ano, it is one thought pero hindi official. Huwag kayo magbasa ng Neil Strauss. Ha. Na the game.
True.
That's like the creepy Bible.
Yes. The Bible of creeps.
It's the entitled Creepy Man's Bible.
Yeah.
Neil Strauss the
Sunugin yun na yung
Sunugin Neil Strauss. Yan. Diyos ko. Kasi, hello, is forming relationships a game?
Nagging. Di ba?
Alam mo, ang daming lalaking gumawa yan. So, sinasabi ko, nineneg mo ko eh. Tingin mo, di ko alam yan, Neil Strauss thing na yan. Yung pickup artist university thing. Wow. It's so toxic.
Sobra.
As in like,
it's demeaning to women daw, yung pickup artist scene.
At tsaka, teka lang, di ba gusto mo ng genuine relationship? Conquests ba yung gusto mo?
Uutuin mo yung babae para maging kayo, no?
Parang, kasi gusto mo ng sex? Oh. How pathetic are you? Anyway, ano yung next tip mo?
My last tip.
Tip, thought pala, thought. Your last thought.
How not to be a creep.
Mm-hmm.
Delete the rom-com movie inside your head when talking to your intended.
Oh.
Usually, when you have the movie brain, when you're in movie mode sa utak mo, that's when you're starting to be a creep.
Actually. Tsaka, yan yung hindi ka na makikinig kasi may narrative na sa utak mo.
Yung, yun na, I catch myself noon eh, nung when I was dating around na parang, oh shit, ito na. Parang naririnig ko na yung boses ni John Cusack. Yung parang, uy, may background music na sa utak ko. Op! Op! Off!
Alam mo,
turn
wait.
Turn it off.
Oh. Sige, I'll
interject. This is not a John Cusack movie. Gets mo ba?
Oo. Uh-uh.
Tao siya. Tao ka.
Hindi kayo characters dito.
No, walang soundtrack dito. Walang soundtrack ng Belle and Sebastian dito or... Gets mo?
Yeah.
You are not John Cusack. Kahit gano'ng kaganda nung girl, kahit gano'ng ka-spirited na nung conversation, remove the movie in your head.
Hindi to Before Sunset.
Hindi to That Thing Called Tadhana. Kasi, na-hypnotize ka nung movie eh. Na-hypnotize ka nung movie sa utak mo, ginagawa mo lahat parang akala mo tama. Parang hindi ka na nag-iit. Parang drug yung movie. Yung cinema is a drug.
You're starting to sound like a priest. Anyway.
Hindi kaya nga.
Parang nag-homily.
That's what makes you creepy. Yung iniisip mo ikaw si John Lloyd Cruz.
Talaga ba? Oo. May mga tamang ganon.
That's when actually, doon ko nakikita yung nagpipick up lines ka na, yung nagsasabi ka. Yung hindi ka na totoong tao. Doon ka creepy.
I guess ano din eh, no? Parang, tingin ko, yung mga nagpipick up lines or yung kailangan ng mga push ng rom-com. I think nag-struggle talaga sila sa self-identity.
Oh.
Self na, identity pa. Sa identity nila. Kasi hindi nila ma-form. Kailangan nila na ibang source to tell them who they are.
Or nagpaparot sila. I don't have the words, but John Cusack or John Lloyd Cruz has the words.
Like, kasi before, sidebar siya. Parang before naman, I really was very shy. I cannot talk to strangers. Yung, alam mo yun, yung mga party, acquaintances, nahihirapan talaga ako. And lagi ko to kinikwento, like, nakuha ko yung confidence ko by emulating certain movie characters when I talk to people.
Like who?
Like, kunwari, ito college to, as in hirap talaga ako. Like, sige, ano na lang yung gagawin ni Peyton Sawyer from One Tree Hill? Kasi siya outgoing yung character niya eh. Pero I find similarities naming dalawa. Like, artistic siya. Medyo dark yung thoughts niya. Pero very friendly siya. So, in social situations, sometimes, ina-emulate ko na, kunwari, ako si Peyton. Ano yung sasabihin ni Peyton Sawyer? Or let's see, isa pang idol ko noon na character si Lalaina Pierce from
Reality Bites.
So parang, paano ako kausapin? Ganon. Pero may consciousness naman ako na, kumbaga, hindi ako sila, pero binaborrow ko para ma-achieve ko yung goal ko, forming a friendship. I guess self-awareness talaga siya eh. Diba? And na-realize ko, yung thought mo, yung tip mo, I think, if only straight men had the benefit of a female friendship or yung dynamics ng female friendship, yung rom-com in your brain, you would enjoy it, pero nale-level ka. Because coming straight females, or actually even with our queer friends, the benefit of it, kunwari may nakakilig na nangyari, nakakapag-recap kami, nakikwento namin na with matching rom-com-y treatment to our friends, nakikwento namin siya. Pero yung mga friends namin are kind enough to, hoy, alam mo parang OA yung pagkaano interpret mo. Parang mali. Ganon, nababalik ka nila sa reality. Or minsan sasabihin nila na, oh sige pa, push mo pa yung pagka-romcom. Ikwento mo pa sis. Ganon. So, in a way na, share mo yung nangyari, tapos may point of view sila, na i-evaluate mo yung nangyari sa buhay mo. Mm. With some sense of reality. I think, based on sa kwento
yun, sorry,
mo,
isa pa yun.
It's in your head eh.
Yun na nga, I think you become creepy when you're no longer in reality.
But it's so difficult now, ha? Kasi,
oh, rom-coms nga eh.
Hindi,
kilig tsaka, lahat.
Yung sense of reality natin, mishmash na, with the social media,
tama.
Offline world, online world, parang magkakaiba talaga tayo ng realities ngayon. So, mahirap siya. Ayun.
What's your last advice or thought?
How not to be creepy? Sinabi ko na yung listen. Sinabi ko na yung huwag basa ng the game. Okay, my last thought is, I think, yun nga, babalik ko sa definition ko of creepiness is when misaligned yung intimacy nyo. Diba? When you come off too strong or too, ano yung parang nanghihimasok ka. So, diba? Sa privacy or intimate. You were too intimate. It was too private for the receiving party. I think people should re-examine relationships in general. Kasi, coming from your kwento na kumaga kayo pinalaki kayo sa Ateneo na yung mga babae, girlfriend lang sila.
True.
That's their only purpose in your life. Romantic partner. The same way sa all girls, I think kasi sa all girls school, mas may spectrum kami kasi
may mga bading kayo na friends.
Tsaka, alam mo yung, since hindi kami dominant culture, mas, you know, machismo yung dominant eh. Yung mga friends namin from all boys school na queer, mag-open up sa amin. Diba? Oy, bading ako, ganyan, nahirapan ako, whatever.
Versus, pansinin mo, kayong mga girls, may mga bading kayong friends, pero kaming mga guys, wala kaming
tibo na friends. Tapos yun pa, parang kapag all-girls school ka, dun mo mae, parang shit, babae pala yung gusto ko. Diba? Lesbian pala ako. So, dun mo pa, mae-explore mo siya. So, I think magkaiba kasi talaga the way we perceive or form relationships.
Oo
so,
naman, think, lalo na sa boys school.
I think underrated talaga yung I don't know bakit hindi siya popular na culture eh, na what if i-treat natin lahat na relationship as friendship muna? Yun yung default. Why can't we all be friends first? Tapos if we are good friends, then we examine if we can be lovers. But lovers agad.
Pero ang mahirap kasi coming from an all-boys school din. There was so much to demystify about women.
Okay.
Na parang sobrang starved kami of female companionship. Na, ito, makita ko lang yung babae na kapambahay, parang,
lalabasan ka na. Ano? Ejaculate. Ganon.
Grabe naman.
Ano?
Hindi lang parang, babae na kapambahay, parang, which is fucking normal naman, di ba?
Kasi nga, na-exoticize sa inyo yung babae.
Oh,
na parang,
kumbaga, you put them up on a pedestal na super taas.
Na na-objectify sila.
Tapos, exactly. Tapos, kami. ano na yung, since yun na, malayo kami sa presence ng female companionship at girls, di ba?
Mm.
Ano yung closest medium na
movies.
Makakatulong sa pag-idealize ng babae sa amin? Magazines.
Playboy.
Oh, or
si
movies.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, movies.
So, idealize din yung babae.
Idealize yung babae, hindi sila tao. Ano sila? perfect.
May makeup. Well lit.
Hindi namin nakikita yung warts and all. Regla and all. So, yeah. That's the perfect equation for creepiness, di ba?
Which brings me back to my point na parang tingin ko din, if we see people, regardless of gender, as all possible friends first, I think dun magsa-start na hindi natin ma-objectify yung isa't isa. Hindi tayo conquests.
Tapos hindi rin over-sexualize goals. Lahat ng ginagawa. Yes. Yung babae na ito, babae naglilinis ng kotse, yun yung ultimate pantasya ng atinista.
Megan Fox.
Or babaeng naglawawalis. Gets mo ba?
Pero parang,
sinexualize mo yung nagwawalis lang yung babae. Siya. Malamang naka-short siya kasi mainit.
Yun, so parang, pero diba, kung friend mo siya, hindi mo na siya pag-iisipan that way, diba? Pero kung friend mo din siya, tapos parang, attracted pa rin ako kahit nagwawalis siya. Di, tsaka mo pag-isipan. Exactly. Probably mahal ka siya more than a friend or something. And actually, dapat hindi din i-place as more than a friend. Mali ako dun. Like, nag-iiba lang yung love mo about the person.
Pero so, ito rin, yun. Parents who are listening, my God.
Ano?
My God, for all. Parang, kung mahal nyo talaga yung anak nyo, please, wag nyo silang ipasok sa exclusive schools.
Gabi ka naman. I turned out okay. I was from an exclusive school.
Sige, kung may anak kayong lalaki, please, ipasok nyo sila sa co-ed. For the
love. Di din.
Okay.
I've had ex-boyfriends na galing co-ed and, you know,
wak.
As in, like, serial monogamist siya, pero never nagkaroon ng single.
Okay.
Yung hirap siya maging single. That's also a different story.
Okay.
But, I think the advice to parents, hindi siya dapat parang, huwag niyong ipasok sa Ateneo or, like, huwag niyong ipasok sa exclusive school. I think parents, nagsa-start sa parents na i-demystify yung mga babae sa mga anak nilang lalaki. Diba? Na, oy anak, tao yan ah. May feeling, yung nanay mo babae siya. Like, alam mo yun? Like, humanize niya yung babae. And, sorry ah, naririnig ko rin kasi sa mga magulang yan eh. Sa magulang ko hindi. Na overhear ko sa iba na parang, yung parang may, kunwari ikaw, may homework kayo. Ginawa niyo nung lab partner mong babae sa bahay. Pagka-alis nun, yee-hee, my girlfriend ka na.
Uy, tigilan nyo na. Parents, diba? Tigilan nyo yan.
Or kunwari, like toddlers. Sa akin nga,
yung tinatanong nga sa akin, kayo na.
Diba?
Kayo na ba?
Or yung mga toddler na lalaki, tapos may ka-holding hands na toddler na babae. He's got a girlfriend. Di ba pwedeng friend lang?
Uy, pero kasi pastime ng Pinoy yan ah. Kahit yung mga teachers, yung mga household helps, ganun yung parang view everything as a rom-com.
Oh, parang pwedeng friends
walang mo na. Walang gray areas, gets mo. It's either sila na o hindi.
Or tas kunwari, dalawang toddler na lalaki magka-holding hands. Oy, tigilan nyo yun. Hindi kayo mabakla. Friends sila. Normal naman mag-holding hands. We have friends eh.
Even male friends kailangan.
Yes.
Male friends my age. For 40 and above, okay pa dapat maghawakan ng kamay.
Oo. Especially kung kunwari, na-emotional ka. What's wrong? Anyway. Yun. So parang, we should revisit friendships. I think if we start learning how to be better friends, we will be less creepy. Or if we approach things na laging ang objective mo is genuine friendship, I think that would be better.
Now, it's time for PodPal Answering Machine.
PodPal Answering Machine.
Okay, for Pam, we have two.
Yeah,
one
two.
From our Spotify comment section.
Pero before that, thank you PodPal sa support nyo for episode 127 because for the first time in a long time, nag-trend yung...
3 days in a row din.
Yung episode 3 days Thank in you. A row. In the Spotify top 200 charts.
Yep.
So anyway.
Oh, go.
Speaking of...
We have two PodPal answering machine.
This came from Carl Vince Casitas.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you sa paglagay sa Spotify. Please, PodPals, if you really like the episode, please help us. Give us a good review or...
Comment
start na kami. Oo. mag-star kayo. So ito, one of their best apps ever. Wow! Produced by CJ to, Bad Pals. Sila rin siguro yung feel ko na magiging interesting yung insight tungkol dito. I honestly feel that this could go on for another 2 hours sa dami ng pwede pang idagdag. Thank you, Carl.
Ayan. So, ito naman is from our Telebaba Tapes chat group sa Facebook. So, sabi ni Jerry, finished watching it last night. And madami akong ina-unlearn the past years, although mostly mga ugali sila and not concepts. I'm sure madami ding concept bilang lumaki ako sa province at lumaki ako sobrang religious na family. Non-practicing Catholic na ako ngayon. Tapos naka-parenthetical thought siya, agnostic light. Pero nagsimba pa rin ako ng Christmas Eve to get that Christmas vibe. At pag may chance, I do visita iglesia to meditate kasi sobrang meditative ng mood ng mga church pag may visita iglesia.
Yun. Nice!
Ano talaga, no? Parang may religious detox pag tumatanda kay. Ayun. Or ano, rehab.
Oh.
Ayun, thanks for sharing your thoughts.
So, comments lang kayo sa Spotify namin or Facebook page. Tapos join us para masaya yung chat natin.
So, for this episode, share nyo naman kung parang ano yung tingin yung nakaka-creepy na ugali. Like, may experience ba kaya na creepy? Hindi horror, ha? Like, na-creep out kayo. Or parang, ano yung tips nyo on, you know?
And also, kung may na-creep out ba sa ginawa nyo? Yun yung gusto ko malaman.
Okay lang. Walang judgment dapat, di ba? Kasi doon natin matututunan din yung pagkakalibrate ng gagawin ng ugali, ng responses. Yun. Tsaka okay lang, nagkamali tayo. Yun.
Huwag lang magka-cancel po.
Pwede naman. Mag-sorry ka, di ba? Mag-sorry ka parati. Pag, if someone told you, hey, you're making me feel uncomfortable. Eh, mag-sorry ka. Just sabi mo, I won't do that again. Ganun. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebaba Tapes.
Same Telebaba time?
Same Telebaba channel.
Bye! Bye.
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.